Eddie George. What's up, man?
What's up, my man? How you guys doing today? How are you rocking that Drake? So happy Friday.
Yeah, man, listen, it's freezing cold. It's our first, and I know you'd think that's the case in Canada, but it's actually like our first freezing cold day. But it nothing stops Friday momentum. The sun is shining. I can't wait to get out of here, and I can't wait to go bet on and watch some football this weekend. It's going to be great.
I hear you, man. It's the best time of the year, isn't it, man? Wrap the college football season, and we've had some great playoff games, so it's just fantastic.
And we're gonna get a Conor McGregor fight this weekend to lead us in. The UFC always does a good job around this time of year where they're like, hey, you know what? We're gonna sprinkle in some big ticket fights for you. It's just gonna be perfect. I love it. But I think the fight I care more about is gonna be that Titans offensive line and Derrick Henry versus that Chiefs defensive line and seeing who can impose their will. And I'm having a tough time making the case. And we just did a segment doing our picks, and two of us picked the Titans because of that. When you look at this, is this just basically power versus speed, and whoever dictates the style wins the fight?
You pretty much have it. I think if you look at it, both teams are coming in with a lot of momentum. Basically, the Chiefs looked great in the second half of the game. They took advantage of some opportunities and mishaps from Houston. And they're built differently. It's power versus speed, much like remember we played the Rams back in 1999, the greatest show on turf. I mean, it was our front and strength against Marshall Faulk in the open wide game of the Rams. And we got them in the midseason, but they got to the Super Bowl. But two different scenarios in terms of playoff deal, you know. But both teams are built differently. And like, to your point, the Titans are built for power. They're built for grit and grind. And the Chiefs are built for scoring a lot of points in the passing game. So whoever makes the critical mistakes will lose that ball game. In terms of leaving the ball on the ground, leaving a short field, Mahomes is lethal. But Derrick Henry is equally as good as anybody right down the street. So he is the hot hand, but the best player. My opinion, he could be the push for MVP, for Offensive Player of the Year, for sure. So it should be an exciting match for the two.
Yeah, it really does feel like Mahomes has the opportunity here to just unequivocally grab the belt for best quarterback in the NFL. If they win and they do it in dominant fashion, especially the way that the Titans have been playing, I think that's what the conversation we're going to center around heading into the Super Bowl is. You know, who are you most afraid of in the league? Even if they play the Packers, you're going to be saying, no, it's Mahomes. He's definitively grabbed that belt. But you mentioned one word there that I keep coming back to, and that's momentum. Because I do think it matters this time of year. And the Titans have this whole thing going on right now where they've been overlooked, that people have been doubting them for so long. They've won a couple of games in a row. They beat the Ravens, which nobody counted them in that game. They beat the Patriots, where everybody said, you know what, the Patriots will find a way. It's Belichick. It's Brady. That final drive, who didn't think that they were going to come up with something that they weren't going to score? But the way the Chiefs won, coming down from 24 and basically, you know, watching your life flash before your eyes, your playoff life, do you think momentum actually matters in this game at all? Because it kind of feels like it's leveled out.
Yeah, I think it definitely washed each other out. It's on par. We can think about the Titans run, think about, again, the Chiefs coming back at home with a lot of pressure on them to get the win, the host AFC Championship, to get back to that point and be down 24-0 and look really, really bad, dropping balls and making mistakes. And then to hang one on Houston, which is a pretty damn good team, which was pretty phenomenal. And from a mental perspective, that can only take you to a higher level confidence-wise. I've been on that side, and feeling the pain of losing to the Bills for a brief moment, and always to find a way to win with the Super Bowl in 99, you feel like you have a second chance. You know what it felt like to lose, so you have to fear. And I think that's the thing you want to find out with Kansas City, is that if something goes wrong, really wrong, you know that team's not going to panic. You now have to go out and beat them, because they're going to find a way to get back into the game.
Well, normally I don't want to read too much into a former matchup, but the last time these two teams played, Derrick Henry rushed for 188 yards. And that's when the Chiefs were healthy and they had Chris Jones. And I know that there's all this talk about how different the Chiefs defense has been, but I'm having a tough time buying into the idea that they're going to slow him down without just completely selling out to the point where the play action is going to be able to hurt the Chiefs. When you watch Derrick Henry, is there something about his game that you don't think people appreciate enough?
I think people are going to appreciate it. How can they not? He can hit the home run. He can beat the team himself and just get back on playing bully ball. He can lead up his team. He does something that no other player in the league has done this right for 180 yards plus three straight games. How can you not appreciate it? I think the fact that people don't have to watch the Titans this year really don't know. They haven't done their homework. They haven't done their due diligence. If you go back to the middle part of last season, he has led the league in rushing. He is the best running back in the league, hands down, far none. There's no mistake made about it. He's done it in season in terms of yards, being the leader rusher, and certainly in the postseason, he has been nothing short of spectacular. So, yeah, he has been fantastic for the Titans.
Yeah, I said earlier this week, I was a big Seahawks fan, and I watched Earl Thomas I've seen just about every game of his career, and I've never seen Earl Thomas get bullied the way that he got bullied by Derrick Henry, where it was just, you could see him wanting someone else to come and make that tackle. And who do you think has the bigger advantage late in a game? The team with the quarterback that can go down the field and just, you know, has the track record of Mahomes, or the running back that just beats you up to the point where you do not want to tackle him by the end of the game?
Well, it depends on the situation. If the Titans have a beat, you lean on Derrick Henry. But if there's a close game and the game is on the line and you have a minute 20 left, three timeouts, you pay for Mahomes. So that's why we're here. That's why we're in the playoffs, to give them the best of the absolute best. And we want to see whose will overpowers whose will.
Eddie, this was a real pleasure, man. I'm really glad that you did this for us. Thanks so much for doing it, man.
All right, man. Keep rocking that Drake, man, and stay warm. Enjoy your Saturday.
We're going to try. Everybody's bundled up here. Everybody knows how to layer.
Okay.